Tanya.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we are honored to be in your presence, and through Jesus' name we come to you to give you our praises and thanks for the privilege to see each other. We ask you that you will bless every heart that will testify, that you will bless every heart that will listen, and that we might be strengthened through the words that will be spoken, and that we might bond together in mutual love, and that we might do all things to your glory. We ask for your blessing, special blessing upon Brother Darcy, and upon all those who are unable to be here. Sister Ginger is in our hearts. We pray that your strength will be with her and with all those who go through different trials. We ask for your love and wisdom to be extended to them. We pray those things and give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Daniel, and thank you, Sister Jean. Oh, this was Peter playing, I guess, right? All right. Brother Darcy.
Brethren, we've been enjoying a very blessed convention. The Lord has been with us in directing all the lessons and our fellowship. Now we come to that meeting wherein we share our hearts, desires, and contemplations one with another. We thought that it would be appropriate to use the manna text for today, March 28th, which seems to go along very well with the theme consideration. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The true soldier does not debate his cause. He is rightly supposed to have settled upon its justice and righteousness before he enlisted to serve it. Thereafter, he avouches it and defies contradiction of it. He is ready to spend all and be all spent in its defense. It is glorious to serve Christ in honesty and in fullness of fidelity. There is an ineffable joy in being on the right side, in knowing that beyond the field of blood and the valley of shadows is an abundant entrance into the joys and peace of the triumph of the King of Kings. For that hope, none should shrink from the hardness of battle, none quail before the rage of the enemy, and none tremble before the certainty of hunger, thirst, nakedness, wounds, or death. We can certainly see, looking at the blessings of the glory that is promised us, that we should do all that we are capable of in serving the Lord. The Lord has blessed us, as we've already stated. This is your meeting. We would ask that when you testify, if you would state your name and where you're from, so that those of us who maybe do not recognize you will know, and it will be recorded on the various recordings, and the brethren online will also know who is speaking. And brethren, we turn this meeting over to you then, because it is your meeting. Raise your hand and we'll have a microphone come right to you. Sister Betty.
Sister Betty on from Salem, Oregon. And I'm just so grateful and feel so privileged to be here, and we just have appreciated the blessings so very much, and wanted to thank the dear brethren here for their labors of love and providing this wonderful spiritual time. And today marks the day that we started our walk, gave our heart to the Lord 29 years ago today, and so we celebrate that day with you. And we do want to serve the Lord in honesty and full fidelity, as is brought out in the manna. And of late, we've been thinking about making these things real and making them more and more our reality, in purity of heart and honesty, to strive for a closer walk, to walk and talk with the Lord and to have an acute awareness of his love for us and to reflect that love back by faithfulness. And we know this is your desire too, dear ones. And we also thought about the fact that the decisions we're making, this everyday living, will determine, this small moment of time will determine where we spend eternity and what condition, how close we are to the Heavenly Father. So may we all choose now to live closely, that we might live close to him later. And at this memorial time, we do want to renew our intense determination to give free rein with the Holy Spirit that is within us, as we realize more and more that the work, he will do it if we let him do it, if we give him free rein, if we cast out selfishness and self and let Jesus do it, he will. He doeth all things well. But we have that work to do, to get rid of self and to let that Holy Spirit have free rein. And we also have appreciated a term from a dear brother, retrospective wisdom, that if we could keep the perspective that as we go through the difficult things, that imagine that we're with the Lord and with Jesus and looking back and being so grateful that we trusted and leaned on them, that we might be there with them now. And may we all keep that perspective, dear ones. And we need your prayers and pray for you all, dear brethren.
Thank you, Sister Betty. And we can say happy birthday. And pray the Lord's blessing upon you and recognize that if you keep these things in your heart as your desire, you will be faithful in this race that you are participating in. Sister Donna here. Now we're... got some work being done on the microphone, I guess. Sister Donna?
Brother Darcy and dear brethren, it's wonderful to be here. Have really enjoyed all the lessons and the wonderful, rich fellowship. It's just these moments, these precious moments that we store in our mind and gives us strength daily. And being with my dear sister and on the way up and all the fellowship that we've been having, it's been a real refreshing time. I just had a little experience during the break, and I was in the restroom, and this nice young lady asked about our group, and so we discussed a little bit, and I brought her in here and gave her a first volume, and introduced her to Brother Don Newsell, who further kind of explained things. And her name is Suzanne. She's got long black hair, and she's pretty. She said something about maybe seeing us at lunch. So if you see her, you might know something of the background there. And I was just thankful to have this little experience. I don't work outside the home, and so it was a thrill for me to witness to the Lord's goodness. And some of the thoughts from the convention, I like the thought of that we should bear in mind the nobility of our calling. And if I could do this every day, I'd be so much more pleasing to the Lord. And so I want to do that. And also the thought that the course of self-denial is the only index of a loving heart, and that the Lord gives us repeated opportunities to sacrifice for him and his. And our highest ambition should be to grow in our knowledge of him and his love. And this is what... I want to concentrate on more fully. Also, I wanted to just have this little thought was helpful to me. We are under an unseen leader against an unseen foe for an unseen crown. But times like this of being together, discussing these truths, make it more and more real to us. And they're so important to our walk. And I'm thankful for the brethren here to provide this experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Donna, for sharing that with us. And we recognize that the Lord doesn't expect us to do great things for him. All he asks is that we do what we can. So when those opportunities come along, that to him is as good as if you'd witnessed to the entire world of mankind. May the Lord continue to provide you with opportunities that will fit you for the kingdom. Brother Albert?
Brother Darcy and dear friends, I would also like to raise my voice in thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father that Sister Norma and I were able to come and assemble with you in convention this weekend. This hymn was very touching, given by Sister Ginger. And we do pray that the Lord will give her special strength at this time. I'd like to make mention that July 11th weekend. That's better. I can't see anyone this way. July 11th weekend, this summer, the Langley class is having a little one-day convention, and we certainly do hold out an invitation for all that can come. We would like to see as many of you as could come. Remembering our brother Jerry leaving at the end of this month for visiting the dear brethren for 2 months in Siberia and Moldova and Romania, he certainly will be in our prayers. And also was mentioned the time of the year we're in. We're close to Memorial. And it is this time that it really does have us all reflect and also to cast out all the leaven that that we could. And at this particular time, I would like to publicly ask forgiveness if I have said or done anything that would have hindered anybody or stumbled anyone. We were very saddened that we couldn't bring two sisters with us, Sister Berna and Sister Ruth. I talked with them this morning, and they are wanting to testify to you, brethren. So I'm just trying to pull them on the phone right now, and they will be happy to share testimony with you. In waiting for them, Sister Berna, are you ready to testify? Okay, I'll put you to the mic now. Go ahead.
Address, Brother Gil. Hello, Brother Gil. This is Sister Berna calling from Vancouver, calling to you from home. And I just wanted to tell the brethren that I'm thinking about you all and a little bit sad that I couldn't go. We were looking forward to the convention, but it just happened Thursday that I fell over the vacuum cleaner hose, and so I couldn't make it. Anyway, we'll get some crumbs from Albert and Nora when they get home, I'm sure, and wish you all a Lord's blessing during the convention on the speakers and those who are listening. And let's talk to Ruth, too, now. Are you there, Doogie?
I'm here. I didn't know if Bill was going to make any comment or not.
Oh.
Are you there, Bill?
Go ahead, Sister Berna.
It's my turn now. Berna said she was finished. Okay. Hello, Brother Bill, and all of your brethren at convention. It's just so good to think of it. Now, I want to tell you one little thing, if I get through it okay. And that was 4 years ago, Albert had Charlie on the phone, and that was his last testimony he ever gave. So that was nice. I'm thankful that I have a little privilege now of testifying to you all. And I do thank the Lord for the blessings that we have and his overruling providences in my life in the last 4 years. I've learned lots of lessons and been helped by the brethren and the Lord's help, too. And I'm very thankful every night with my prayers to thank him for his care over us. And the Lord bless you all. And please remember us in your prayers. I'm thankful. We didn't make it, but anyway, I'm thankful that we were able to testify. God bless you all. Bye.
Brother Darcy, I would just like to close with the fact that these are two very lovely, dear, stalwart brethren. And so I know they're dear to all of your hearts as they are to ours. We do ask an interest in your prayers, and we certainly will remember you in ours. That was Sister Ruth. Brother Albert Swab from Langley, White Rock, Surrey, in Canada.
Thank you, Brother Albert, for sharing your testimony with us, and also for sharing the testimony from Sister Berna and Sister Ruthie. Certainly they have been in our hearts, recognizing they did want to be here. But we know that this is part of the all things that the Lord is overruling in their affairs for their highest spiritual welfare. And we trust that your humble heart and your attitude and desire for serving the brethren and their circumstances, that the Lord is very pleased with that, and he will continue to bless you with privileges and opportunities.
Just go ahead and make your testimony.
Sister Lydia.
Can I read now? This is Sister Lydia Hannum. I'm very thankful to be here. Thanks to Jean and Lawrence who brought me. I couldn't come any other way. So I just thank the Lord that he's made a provision for me, and he always has. When I'm never alone, I know the Lord is with me, even if sometimes I think I'm alone, but there he's always there. So I thank the dear friends for their prayers and their love towards me. I ask an interest in your prayers, I do mine.
And we know that as long as we remember the Lord is with us, that we will be able to bask in his love and know that all of the experiences are from him. May the Lord bless you. We have Sister Judy over here.
Brother Darcy, dear friends, I'm Sister Judy Garrison from Salem, Oregon. I just have to raise my voice in praise and thanksgiving after Sister Lydia's beautiful testimony. It was during Brother Frank Boychuk's talk yesterday that I could see she was paying attention throughout the whole talk, because I've got a good view of her. And he said in his talk, "Now this is really important, brethren, listen." And she leaned forward and cupped her ear and was like that for about 5 minutes, listening intently to what he had to say. And I thought, what a good example Sister Lydia is for us. Let's pick up our ears, brethren, and pay close attention, because the Lord is talking to us. And I just have to thank the brethren for having this beautiful pre-memorial convention. It's been a real blessing. All of the talks have been real blessings to me. The fellowship has been very sweet. And I've had some really good fellowship with some of my dear brethren. I love each one of you, and I just ask an interest in your prayers that I'll have a full heart for the Lord and serve him with all my heart. And I do pray for all my brethren, especially for Sister Ginger. Please pray for me.
Thank you, Sister Judy. Certainly, as our text is talking about the soldiers of the cross, if we're carefully paying attention to those, that voice and those commands, and then we act upon it, the Lord will bless you. I think there were some hands over here, back here in the back. Raise your hand again, please. Oh, there.
Moje nazwisko jest Eugeniusz Szarkowicz, jestem z Polski.
My name is Eugene Szarkowicz, I'm from Poland.
Przyjechaliśmy tutaj razem z małżonką.
I'm here with my wife.
Mieszkamy we wschodniej części Polski, blisko Ukrainy.
We live in the eastern part of the Poland, close to Ukraine.
Razem z moją żoną bardzo się cieszymy, jesteśmy wdzięczni Bogu naszemu.
We are very happy and thankful to Heavenly Father,
że dał nam ten przywilej, możliwość być tutaj spośród miłego braterstwa.
For the privilege to visit this nice group of brethren.
Przywozimy wam bardzo serdeczne pozdrowienia od braci z Polski, przede wszystkim od zboru, którego jestem członkiem, to jest od zboru z Przychojca.
We bring you warm greetings from brethren in Poland, mainly from our home ecclesia in Przychojec.
Osobiście od syna wraz z rodziną, który pozostał w Polsce.
Personal greetings from my son Leszek and his family who stay behind.
Od wielu braterstwa z Polski, których może braterstwo znają, brat Kołacz Zdzisio, który jest bardzo chory wraz ze swoją żoną, bardzo serdecznie prosił, aby przekazać pozdrowienia od niego.
A lot of personal love from different brethren that you might or might not know. Personal love from brother Kołacz, who is quite ill, and his wife as well. They ask to be remembered and send love.
Rozmawiałem z bratem Pasierskim z Lwowa, to jest z Ukrainy, który prosił, aby od całego zboru z Lwowa przekazać pozdrowienia dla braterstwa.
Also love from Ecclesia in Lwów and through brother Pasierski, with whom I spoke recently.
Również pozdrawiają was braterstwo z Republiki Czeskiej.
Also greetings from brethren in Czechoslovakia.
Tam jest tylko jedna rodzina, braterstwo, którzy są już dosyć w podeszłym wieku. A odwiedziliśmy ich z żoną niedawno i bardzo serdecznie prosili, aby przekazać od nich dla braterstwa pozdrowienia.
There is only one family in that country, this couple, older in age. We visited them with my wife recently and they wanted to be remembered and send their love.
Również braterstwo Grunowie z Francji. Telefonicznie rozmawialiśmy i prosili o przekazanie pozdrowień od niego, od braterstwa.
Also brother and sister Grun from France. We spoke to them recently and they wanted to be remembered.
Chciałem wyrazić wielką radość z tego, że mogę być spośród braterstwa. Bardzo cieszę się z tego, że wielu spotkałem tutaj znajomych, których znam z międzynarodowej konwencji.
I wanted to express my great joy and appreciation for being here. I met a lot of friends that I know mainly from international conventions.
Raduję się, że mamy jedną wspólną nadzieję, jedną wiarę, jednego Boga i Pana naszego Jezusa Chrystusa.
I rejoice that we have one faith, one truth and one Jesus Christ that bonds us together.
Ucieszyłem się, że braterstwo śpiewali pieśni, której, którą ja śpiewałem też razem z wami, chociaż w innym języku.
I enjoyed singing a hymn with you that I was able to join with you in the same melody, although in different language.
Wiem, że mamy ten jeden wspólny język, to jest język miłości, którym możemy porozmawiać.
I know we have this common language of love that we can communicate through.
Będę za braterstwem się modlił, również ja proszę, aby braterstwo za nami wstawiali się w modlitwie, bo wszyscy potrzebujemy modlitw. Dziękuję.
You will be in my prayers and I ask that you that we will be in your prayers as well, since we all need mutual help and in prayers. Thank you.
Sharing your testimony and bringing that very large load of love to us, we were thinking as you were expressing that love, how what other group of people or organization or calling could you enter into and hear from people that you've never met before, someplace on the other side of the world, expressing their love, and know that it was truly heartfelt given. Certainly, we rejoice that you are with us. We thank you for that load of love, and certainly we want to send our love back with you to those and all others you might come in contact with. This is a very loving arrangement that we've entered into.
Thank you. Thank you. It will be a pleasure, and I will convey the message.
May the Lord bless you. We have a hand up over here.
Sister Barbara and I are very thankful to the Lord that we're privileged to be here. This is Leon Millen, sorry about that. What comes around goes around. I bring you love from many brethren in the Los Angeles area. I've stated that I would be coming to the convention here. Russell Wojcik, especially, he's been quite a help for Barbara with the computer, with us both. And also from our daughters and their son, our sons, Rachel and Ted Kopeck, and Rachel, or Rebecca and David Hess. And it's approximately a year ago at this time, we look at our brethren, we see many of our brethren in frail conditions, and I had the privilege of serving memorial to a brother, Sam Christick, who was suffering from Alzheimer's in a board and care place. And I was asked to see to it that he has the emblems. And I got to his place. We went to his room. And we started discussing what the Passover was about. And for some reason at that time, he was very alert. And I asked him, Sam, you know, we should have an opening prayer. You think you could do that? Very beautiful prayer he offered. We proceeded, came to the bread, and asked him again, could he ask the blessing on the bread? Again, very much to the point, very beautiful. We had the prayer on the cup, and as we read in the 26th chapter of Matthew, the 26th verse, and they sang a hymn and departed. And I mentioned to him, Sam, do you remember the words to bless be the tie that binds? And we sang it together. I'll never forget that. We ask an interest in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Leon. We are blessed with that tie that binds, and recognizing that it's because the love we share of Jesus, and especially at this memorial time when we think about our brethren and our common union and participation in that bread and that cup. May the Lord continue to bless you. One right here.
I'm Sister Rachel Bushless of the West Suburban Ecclesia in Illinois, and I'm very grateful to the Lord for the privilege of being here. The lessons from the platform were just what I needed, and I thank the Lord so much for that, and I thank all of you for your fellowship. If I didn't get to greet you, I still saw your smiling faces, and I appreciated that. And I'm thankful to the Lord for the privilege of staying with Brother Don and Sister Gloria Newsel, which took very good care of us. And I want to go home from this convention and apply the lessons I've learned and make it a priority in my life. And lastly, I'd like to just send love from the Chesneys and the Martins from our class. They especially wanted to be remembered to the brethren. May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, when we receive the blessing, it's appropriate that we thank the Lord for it. And as we appreciate those things, it'll draw us closer to the Lord and closer to our brethren. May the Lord continue to bless you with the opportunity of hearing the message and of sharing that fellowship one with another. May encourage you in your zeal to serve Him. We're here. Brother John had his hand up.
Brother Darcy and dear friends, thankful to be at this convention in North Seattle. Very nice to have our kids with us, Brett and Tamara, and the grandkids, Alex, Matthew, and Tyler. And we really enjoyed the fellowship and the discussion with the brethren and the thoughts from the platform. And it's been kind of interesting these last few weeks. We've had innumerable opportunities to witness as a result of this film called The Passion. Everywhere we go, people are discussing it. And it's given us a number of opportunities with our hairstylist. I went in to get a haircut and had a good discussion and about the sacrifice of Christ and what it will mean for the world of mankind. And then even in our college classroom, I had a number of discussions with the students about the meaning of the Jesus' life and his crucifixion, and what it will mean for the rest of mankind. And even a theology student attending a university and in Starbucks. So it's on everybody's minds, and it's just a really nice opportunity to bring the truth and raise the truth and talk to the various people about what the sacrifice of Christ will mean. Two, we enjoyed our weekend in Salem with the Salem class last weekend with your mother and father, Brother Jerry Andrus, Sister Dolores Andrus, and the fellowship with them. So we're just very thankful our cup runneth over, and we ask an interest in your prayers as we pray for you.
Thank you, Brother John, for sharing with us, and we recognize that the Lord opens sometimes opportunities of witness from areas we may not expect, and sometimes from areas that we expect should open up an opportunity. But the privilege of telling the truth, for whatever reason, is certainly a very great blessing. May He continue to bless you in your opportunities. And I think we need to take a short time out at this point, brethren, and I was told it would take only a minute or two to change the tape. Okay. Also, we wanted to, along with the hymn, Sister Ginger wanted to express that as part of her testimony, she wanted to express her and Michael's love and thanks to all of you. I think there was another hand up over here.
Dear brethren, I'm Walter Retrick from Winnipeg, Canada. We had a pleasant trip here with the brethren, and coming down here from with Brother Frank in the van, and a lot of good fellowship on the trip makes it the trip a lot easier. Bringing the love and greetings from our son Brother David and his wife Sister Jean, and also from Winnipeg, and from our daughter Sister Debbie and her husband Brother Robert Wiggins from Pittsburgh. We bring you also the love from the brethren in your brethren overseas, from the Ukraine, Russia, Moldova, and other parts of the world, that they appreciate that the volumes and the reprints can be translated into their language. And they appreciate the truth, I think, much more now that they have the books and they can read and read for themselves. As brethren know that my wife, Sister Wanda, ended her earthly course on December the 24th, 2003, last year. And I want to thank the brethren for all their get-well cards and sympathy cards that they sent in remembrance of Wanda. She had a weak heart and diabetes, and I think the Lord saw best to end her. She had some pain. She had relief from some medication, but the Lord saw best, and so now it's a little change for me. But we know that all things work together according to the Lord's will. And I'm glad to be with the brethren here, and thank the Lord for the truth. And I want to thank our host, Brother Richard and Sister, for opening up their home to us, and also Brother Albert and Sister Norma for opening their home to us in Canada. And as always, wherever we go, with all the travels that I've been to, the brethren open their homes, and you can communicate, and it's going to be, and this is going to be a picture of the kingdom, when the whole world shown in the pyramid will be one. Thankful for the lessons here from this convention, and pray that the Lord will help us, that we may continue to encourage one another, to press on, and to serve Him to the best of our ability. I ask an end to your prayers, and I'll pray for the brethren, and also that we may remember all our brethren worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that love to us. We're thinking, you know, with as much love as we've received, it's a good thing that love is light. Otherwise, we'd have tremendously heavy burdens to carry. But sharing the love of the brethren one with another is not a burden at all. And we rejoice that you bring us that love and share it with us. We rejoice, too, in thinking of those that have gone. They've gone to their reward, and that, indeed, the Lord does strengthen us in our continuing journey in all affairs, and we rejoice with you also in the truth and being able to share one with another. May the Lord continue to bless you. Hand right here, and then there's another one over there.
Brother Darcy and dear brethren, this is Sister Jean Kirkham from the local ecclesia, North Seattle Bible Students. I am so delighted to see all your smiling faces, to have a privilege of at least shaking your hand and giving you hugs, even if I haven't had personal fellowship with you on the Lord's word and on the beauties of His divine truths that He has revealed to us at this end of the age. But you're all so dear to me, and the Father knows that, because He knows each one of you, and He loves you. And it's nice that you would come and share this time with us. And we thank the Lord for His overruling providences in the lessons that have been given, because each one that is given is for each one of us individually to consider, because the Lord always directs. And I have full trust in knowing that He always gives us the lessons He wants us to hear and to assimilate. So I want to thank Him for each one, for each thought that was been given, each scripture, the enlightenment that continues to shine forth on as we go along in this narrow way. We all consider daily the heavenly manna and the songs in the night, and I think that binds us together too as brethren, you know. We can think of our brethren in the morning, whether worldwide, whether it's the same hour or not, that's another thing. But we have that privilege to do that with Sister Lydia on a regular basis, and by the Lord's grace, the Spirit just shines forth in her face, and she has comments to make. So the truth continues along. And I wanted to say that some weeks ago, we had the privilege of being with the Puget Sound Bible students, and we had a study with them on Matthew 24. And we also had a wonderful discourse from Brother Jerry Leslie on You Have Come to Mount Zion. And it was such an inspiring lesson to me that it's one I don't think I'll ever forget. You know, we're on this sea of glass, and we can see things that others can't see. What a blessed people we are. So I want to stay right close up to that veil, and one of these days to enter into the Most Holy. And I ask an interest in your prayers, and I pray for each one of you. I'd like to be a true example of the believers, and I want to share just a few words here. The thought of sometimes we need companionship, sometimes the wilderness. How sweet to feel he'll know and give the state that most will bless. Then let us leave it all with him, assured that come what may, our Father knows just what we need upon our pilgrim way. I've had the privilege, by the suggestion of my dear sister Rosalie, to consider the Brother Fry's notes on the wilderness wanderings. And natural Israel had experiences, but he makes application to us as spiritual Israel. There are so many gems in that have been my meditations since reading those. And I can't relate them to you. There's no time. But, brethren, I hope they have sunk deep into my heart, that I can be more faithful as the days go by. And I ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you, Sister Jean, for sharing with us. And we, too, appreciate that loving handshake. And but we more appreciate the love that motivates that handshake and the smile that goes with it. And we think, when we see our brethren and their acts of love in sharing with each other and sharing the truth and doing one for another, are we not, in fact, looking at our Lord and he's doing for us? May the Lord continue to bless you as you strive for that prize. Oh, Brother Dave, and then Sister Rosemary.
I'm Brother David Brown from Wenatchee. I'd like to bring once again the love from the Wenatchee brethren, Sister Virginia, Sister Laura, and Brother Ron. They wish they could be here, but they commissioned the love to be sent to the convention here. I'd also like to thank the North Seattle Ecclesia, and especially the speakers, for their sacrifice during Memorial to put this convention on. I know what work it must be with the logistics to acquire room, lodging, and food, and particularly the speakers that have to cleanse themselves as well as prepare a table for the rest of us to feast on. So I'd like to thank the Lord for their service and recognize their light shining very bright. Also, during the fall, I lost my mother. It was quite a trial, very hard to have gone through. I'd like to thank all the brethren that were there to support in cards and messages and in prayer. It helped through a very, very difficult situation. The only consecrated individual in a non-consecrated environment. It was very, very warming to have the Lord there with me. I could feel him. I could feel his presence. I could feel his shield encompassing, getting through that experience. Seeing someone pass away is a privilege as well as being sad. You see how precious life is and what a gift it is. It makes me really appreciate our Father went through, and his Son, Jesus, in his last few hours on this earth, how he cared so much for his friends and his own family and doing his Father's will. It was quite an experience, and his example of love and glorification that he gave to the Father means a lot more this year to me than it has in Memorial's past. So I'd like to thank the Heavenly Father and His Son for their providence in the manner of getting through here. And kind of out in the field for a while, like Brother Albert, I'd like to raise my voice and ask forgiveness for any offense or any cause for stumbling, for not being online or being with the brethren as much as I'd like to. But as spring comes and as every memorial passes, we get a chance to regenerate our fruit. So, brother and sisters, you're very, very close to me, very dear in my heart. I pray for you every day, every second of every day, that the Lord continue to bless you and protect you from all the noise that's out there. And I ask an interest in your prayers. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brother Dave. We do pray for you and know that the brethren remember you before the throne of grace as well. And we're thanking that, you know, as you go through these difficult experiences, these losses, and feel the Lord close, and as you strive to serve him and draw closer to him and do what he bids, that someday you will have the opportunity to raise those very ones, not only from death, but to perfection. So keep faithful that you can have that privilege. And Sister Rosemary.
Dear brethren, this is Sister Rosemary Wojcik from Salem. I'm very, very happy to be here and thankful that the spring season has started and conventions have started. And I'm very thankful for each and every service that we've had. They've all been a super blessing for me. And I'm thankful for the special fellowships that I've had with different individuals. Especially grateful for the fellowship coming here with Sister Judy and Brother Lou. And I just want to stay very close to the Lord, not only at this season of the year, but always. And I want to refocus, rededicate myself daily. I just want to give you a little quote from Abraham Lincoln. He said, "I will study and prepare myself, and someday my time will come." So I pray this for each of all and all of you. And I need your prayers as I pray for all of you.
Thank you, Sister Rosemary. We do pray the Lord's blessing upon you and know that as you share the fruits of your study and your love with the brethren, that the Lord will continue to draw you close to Him. And then Brother Frank, I think, had his hand up over here.
Dear brethren, I'm Brother Frank Wojcik from the Winnipeg Ecclesia. My heart overflows with gratitude and thankfulness to our Heavenly Father for the privilege and opportunity we have of coming together once again in convention. I am so thankful to the North Seattle Bible students for making this spiritual feast prepared for us to feed upon, especially this time before the memorial. So grateful for the great sacrifice our Lord made on our behalf, and that we have this privilege and opportunity in filling up behind of the afflictions of Christ. It really is a blessing to have this meat provided for you, to upbuild you and strengthen you in this most holy faith. We've had a very nice trip, and I'm very thankful for that too, for all the material things the Lord has arranged for us as we traveled. We know we left Winnipeg on Tuesday morning. I might tell you it was minus 22 Celsius when we left Winnipeg, but things have changed. So throughout the trip, we always have our regular reservations, and that seems to be a blessing from the Lord as well. Our first stop was in Melfort, Saskatchewan, at my sister Ann Michalika's home. She put us up for the evening, for the night. We got up early in the morning and left at 5:30 in the morning, and we headed for Edmonton. We normally have a reserved place there too at my aunt's brother Fred Yasinchuk. But this time we only met for lunch and we kept on going. But our next reservation, of course, was in Surrey, B.C., at the home of Brother Albert and Sister Norma Swab. And we're always grateful that every time we come through here, they put us up. We're so thankful for that temple provision that they make on our behalf. I would be remiss if I didn't also express my great gratitude for the hospitality shown to us at the home of Janet and Dwayne Jansen. We appreciate our stay there, looked after us very well. I might say I especially enjoyed the pancakes this morning for breakfast. And Dwayne was the cook. We've never had pancakes like that before. They're delicious. I'm also very appreciative that we have this privilege of having fellowship with the brethren wherever we go. We are looking forward to a season of great blessings in the future. As you know, we'll be coming back this way again. We'll be at Puget Sound at the end of May. We also are going to have our own convention on April the 9th, 10th, and 11th in Winnipeg. And we would like to invite any of you who want to venture out into our area, please do come. You're welcome. And Anne and I and my sister Anne were heading for Europe this summer, July 15th. We're leaving for Romania first. We'll spend some time there and on to Moldova. We'll spend some time there, and then on to Ukraine. We'll be at the Ukraine General Convention July 24th and 25th, and we'll have an opportunity of spending time there also, visiting the various ecclesias. And from Ukraine, we're traveling with the Ukrainian brethren by their chartered bus to Polonnitsa Zdrój, the International Convention. So we'll be there as well. And then we fly back from Prague, Czech Republic, back home to Winnipeg. So we're very happy and thankful to the Heavenly Father for all the privileges we have and the goodness is shown unto us. Ask an interest in your prayers, as we will do on your behalf as well. Thank you all.
Thank you, Brother Frank, for sharing with us and relating the Lord's overruling and providing places on a regular basis for your trip out here, and for sharing that love and your encouragement of your words and your stand for the truth. We pray the Lord continue to bless you as you strive to serve Him. I believe there was a hand right here.
I'm Sister Mary Altway from Winnipeg, Canada, and I'd like to raise my voice to our Heavenly Father for His many mercies and to thank Him for guidance and direction in my life, and especially grateful to Brother Frank Strand for asking me to come to convention. They always encourage me to come along, which I'm very grateful to them for it. And it's been a real blessing to be here at convention and have received many rich blessings. The talks have been very good and encouraging, especially in this season. And especially want to thank Brother Albert and Sister Norma for being so kind and hospitable to. I've spent a number of times in their home when we were traveling, and I'm grateful to them. And also Sister Janet and Dwayne Jensen for their hospitality. It's just been lovely to be with them. And I love you, brethren, dearly, and I need your prayers, which I pray for the brethren all the time, every day. And it was very nice to see Brother and Sister Sierkowicz from Poland, because we spent much time, Brother John and I, when we were there. Thank you.
May the Lord bless you. Certainly He does provide those little messengers to help take us from one place to another and share. And I know that the brethren in doing that receive a rich blessing in your fellowship as well, because this love shared is very precious to all of us. May continue to be with you. Brother Ron?
Brother Darcy and dear friends, Brother Ron Miller from Salem, Oregon Ecclesia. We had quite a number of experiences that have encouraged us to testify to the Lord's goodness. And, of course, we thank the brethren in North Seattle and all the brethren here for being here and together praising the Lord. But our experience of late had been that our sister in the flesh has terminal cancer, and we wanted to visit her in San Francisco, which is quite a drive. And but our son needed surgery, which turned out to be fairly major, and we thought maybe our trip was going to be canceled because of that. And we found out the day before that he was going to be able to survive on his own without our intervention. So we thought, well, we were on our way to our trip to see my sister. And then family illness, my mother had a virus and asked us not to come. So we thought we weren't going to make one trip, and then because of one illness, then we didn't make the trip for another illness. And then my dear wife said, well, maybe this is the Lord telling us that we should go to Seattle Convention. So we ended up here. And so we're grateful to our dear wife for kind of thumping us on the head because we weren't really listening too carefully to what the Lord was trying to tell us. But we are rejoicing in the many providences, and we particularly are thankful for many different things, but particularly we were really impressed by a couple of very simple things. It's interesting how we can sometimes not notice. I know one brother said you can't notice the forest for the trees, but we appreciate the one brother, it's a Brother Walter, that gave a prayer, and so many times he mentioned our dear Heavenly Father, our dear Heavenly Father, during his prayer for one of the services. That made a very lasting impression on us, how dear our Heavenly Father is to us, and how that individual relationship with the Lord that we all have is so precious. We also were remembering the Apostle John and how he begins his epistle, 1 John, with what we have touched, which we have seen, that we declare, that we share, to upbuild our brethren. And all of us here, assembled here, have also touched and been touched by the Word of God, and how important that it is to then take what the Lord has individually given us and take that blessing and be a blessing to one another. And that's why we're assembled here. So we appreciate the Lord's goodness on each one of our behalves, that we can come together and multiply this blessing from Him. So we ask and interest in your prayers that we might not be discouraged or dismayed by what the Lord has laid out for us, and that we might continue to receive and to be that blessing to and from our brethren. So, Lord bless you.
We pray that the Lord does answer your prayers, Brother Ron, and can recognize the truthfulness when you say that you are appreciating that dear Heavenly Father, especially when that comes after he's seen to it that someone thumped you on the head. May the Lord continue to guide you in recognizing your privileges and opportunities. Back here.
I'm Brother Tim Allen with the Portland Ecclesia, and I wanted to also raise my voice in thanksgiving to my Heavenly Father for all the blessings He's given me. Each one of you, what great scholars. He answered my prayers. My wife and my daughter, blessings. It's a bounty. When you just go right through your whole life and you can just pick out the blessings. You can back up your life and you can count the blessings. And I do that a lot. And I thank Him for the brethren who show me daily their faith, and that makes me stand back up and move forward again every time I fall down. And I thank you for your examples. I had a blessing 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. My boss walked in and said, we have an appointment on Friday the 24th and at noon, and we have a luncheon. And I knew that I was supposed to be coming up here on that day. But you don't tell your boss, no, I can't make that. You pray to your Heavenly Father. Father, if you want me to be there Friday, you'll open up the door. I know that. So I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And I actually called Brother Walter, because Brother Walter and I are going to have the privilege of driving back to Portland together and have some extra fellowship. I called him Thursday to tell him, looks like if it's okay, I might have to drive up with you on Saturday. And it wasn't 10 minutes before my boss walked into the doorway and said, the meeting has been canceled until next Tuesday. And I said, oh, great, I get to go to my Bible convention on Friday. It's just the way the Lord works. So that was a wonderful blessing, and I was privileged to hear the talks on Friday. So I thank my Heavenly Father for that. And also, I had a wonderful blessing last Sunday, and I've told a couple of the brethren here. I learned so much from my daughter, who has a very compassionate heart, and she listens in the meeting. She loves the brethren. She loves to go on Monday's online meeting at 7 o'clock to tap in. Everybody's doing mic checks, and it's the only night that she runs to get her jammies on so that she can come back down, sit on my lap, and when they ask me to do the mic check, she loves sending her love to the brethren. But last Sunday, she's coloring, and you don't know that she's really hearing, but she does. She said in the car after the meeting, she said, "Daddy, I think I'm going to make Sister Ginger a card and have all the brethren sign it." She loves the brethren. And I think that we can take an example from that, because we're going to hug each other in heaven. We should have no animosity towards our brethren. We can hug you now. She forgot her card this last Sunday, and Sister Sharon reminded us, so she colored the meeting. And the picture was a single flower and the sun shining with its rays touching that flower. And above the flower, off to the side, not above the flower, was a huge gray cloud and a butterfly above that, and the rays touching that butterfly. And she says, "Daddy, how's that?" And I said, "You know, I think it's just missing one thing, a mountain." I wanted to put God's holy mountain in that picture for her. And the brethren signed it, and I asked her if she did receive it. But I know my daughter someday is going to see this again as a wonderful blessing. And the Lord will bless her. And I guess I just wanted to bring out that we should have no animosity towards the brethren. I ask an interest in your prayers. I ask forgiveness if I've done anything amiss to you. And I count it a privilege to pray for you. Thank you.
Except ye be as little children, that love and desire to please. And also we're thinking, as you told us that she is listening, reminds us that we need to always be careful of what we do and what we say, because we are living epistles. Brethren, we have time for one more short testimony.
Well, if Brother Jerry would be short, he was the next one, so.
Oh.
I'll have the next hour. I'll pass. Thank you.
All right.
Sister Millen?
Yes. 1 minute.
Brother Darcy and dear brethren, I just have to let you all know how very, very happy I am to be here. Appreciate it. All the blessings. They've been so many and so rich. Excuse my voice. And the fellowship is wonderful. And the lessons have been so good. And so many things to think upon on our way home. And we rejoice that we were able to stay with Brother David and Sister Carol Kirkham. We appreciate their hospitality so very, very much. It was really wonderful to really get to know them and to have fellowship there also. And we have a lot to take home with us, and we do ask an interest in your prayers that we may be faithful. And I love you all, and I pray for each one of you.
Well, we're very, very happy that you're with us as well, and know that the Lord will continue to overrule in all of your experiences, as he will indeed for all of us. May the Lord bless you all. Brethren, we must close now, but we wanted to again remind you of the love of your brethren in Salem, especially my folks. When we spoke with them on the phone, they again wanted us to express their love and the fact that they would dearly like to be with you. Also, remind the brethren that starting on June 25th, there is a convention in Salem that you're all welcome to attend. And we pray the Lord's blessing upon you as you strive to go forward in this memorial season, indeed at all times, to serve Him and His cause. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Darcy. Thank you, dear brethren. Does anyone who didn't testify would like to suggest a hymn for closing, a couple verses? Hymn number two. And while we're waiting, we'll take first and the last verse. Is this okay? All right. And while we're waiting, I have a couple important announcements. Promptly after meeting, we need you, dear brethren, to immediately move to the lunchroom, because there is a conflict with the time with some other people that will be using the lunchroom. And then hopefully we can all get it together sooner from the lunch, that we have a time to go outside and take a group picture. Brother Ed Grabner would like to take a picture. I will help him with my little camera too, so we'll have a picture of the convention. Okay, hymn number two. Darcy, will you close this meeting with prayer and ask for the blessing upon these temporary portions that are waiting for us?
Our most kind, all-wise, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we recognize Thee as the giver of every good and perfect gift. And we thank Thee, Father, that Thou hast blessed us with the privilege of the knowledge of Thee and Thy plan and the opportunity to share in this race for the prize of the high calling. And we thank Thee, Father, that Thou hast granted that we have one another that we can share this way with and encourage and endeavor to serve. Father, continue with us now as we break to the lunch. We pray Thy blessing upon that nourishment, that we can use it to further serve Thee. Help us in our fellowship, that we can encourage and upbuild one another in this, our most holy faith. We thank Thee and do earnestly pray for the establishment of Thy kingdom according to Thy will in Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Darcy.